22 after 9 being a Tuesday morning. Great to welcome back into the studio Professor of Politics at the University of Newcastle, Jim Joes. Good morning.
Morning, Todd.
Look, for the first time in a couple of weeks, we're not talking about Donald Trump. He's still making news all around the world, but we're looking a little bit closer to home, and the big news last week was Corey Bernardi.
Yes, certainly was. He stood up in the Senate and said that he was stepping away from the Liberal Party and was going to henceforth be an independent. That wasn't a big shock to the Liberal Party as such, because he's been flagging something like this. What is perhaps a little more disturbing about it was that he went to the election on the Liberal Party Senate ticket in a very winnable spot, in an unlosable spot, guaranteed his place in the Senate. Then after he takes his seat, he announces that he's not a Liberal anymore. He's, you know, he wants to push the Liberal Party even further to the right, perhaps to bluff Malcolm Turnbull into firming up more conservative and more right-wing policies within the next year or two.
Okay, well, what are the things, and I'm not asking you to comment on this, but this is just my personal belief. I don't think you should be able to go to an election in a party and then pull out and become independent. I think if you're not happy with the party, if you're disenchanted with the party, you should resign from Parliament and run again as an independent. What's the feeling we're getting at the moment? Because I just think for everyone, if someone is a... Because if you're a coalition voter, that's the person you are voting for, and the same for Labor. Well, if you run on the Labor ticket, then you stay, or you just totally get out and leave it for someone else.
Certainly if you were a Liberal voter in South Australia who voted number one for the Liberal Party in the Senate and then find that the candidates that you thought you were putting in there have bailed, you'd be a little upset. I think, though, stepping back just a little bit, we need to consider that there are times when people are elected to Parliament in the lower house, the upper house, and then something happens during the course of their parliamentary period, and they decide that they've had enough of the party, or they've had a fight with the leader and it's time to get out, and then they're no longer welcome in the party. So that the system allows that to happen, and most people, most of the time, don't really get too upset when a member of parliament has a falling out and then there's no way back for them, so they resign and become an independent. What I think people do get a little upset about, and rightly so, is when somebody resigns almost immediately after being elected.
Yes.
And there were signals that Corey Bernardi was not happy in the Liberal Party. He was making a lot of noise about the need for the party to push further to the right. Thus far, the Prime Minister has sort of resisted that. Hopefully he'll continue to resist it, because I think for the Liberal Party, if you look at where the vast majority of voters are, they're in the centre. And most voters don't want the parties to go too far to the extremes. They might support this or that policy which pushes...
But then they want to be brought back into equilibrium.
They expect the party to govern for the majority. And some of the sorts of things that Mr. Bernardi stands for or wants to stand for are not really mainstream Australia. They may resonate with some mainstream Australians, but they're much more on the fringes of some of the more conservative, more narrow-minded views of the world.
Jim, do you think Corey Bernardi's jumping on the populist bandwagon at the moment? Right around the world, there is a, you know, it seems to be a trend at the moment, and has he just decided that that's where he's going to hitch his wagon?
Well, in part. I think he's also timed that very well in some respects, because he's got, you know, the best part of 6 years now in the Parliament,
yep,
in the Senate, with no official job beyond being an independent member of the Senate representing the people of South Australia.
Well, actually, it's a Corey Bernardi party, guest list one.
Yes.
So
that's going to be a bit of a headache for Malcolm Turnbull, but it's also a golden opportunity for Corey Bernardi to actually mobilise forces within, at least within South Australia. And in South Australia, it's a sort of mixed bag, but he's up against the Xenophon team. So it may well be that he won't attract the support that he believes he will. He might attract it from across the country, because there are enough, so shall we say, pockets of idiosyncratic views,
yep,
that he might be able to mobilise. But the worry for Malcolm Turnbull is that he's sitting in the Senate with lots of time on his hand, lots of resources at his disposal, because he's got all the parliament to use, the parliamentary library, and all the parliamentary allowances that are his due as a senator. And I'm certainly not suggesting that he shouldn't be due them. It's just one might wonder about the way in which he's become independent and whether or not he perhaps had this in mind all along. Mm. And it's a sense of, I can't get my own way, so I'm going to take my bat and ball and I'm going to start my own cricket team.
Population one. Jim, thanks very much. Never a dull moment in Australian politics. 2 and you RFM.